Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Ballard is here with us, ladies and gentlemen. Jim is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's been with us so many times before in the past. I always love having Jim on the show because not only is he a great mind, and not only does he have wonderful spiritual energy, Jim is a guy who helps folks like you and me, small business owners, gain and maintain balance in our lives. And as you know, I've been talking about this for many years now, that if you're a small business owner and you can't find a way to balance all the different things that you have to do in your lives, and to find a way not only to balance them, but to partition them a little bit, to sort of make a little more, make the seam between our personal lives and our businesses just a little more apparent. Because what we do as we live our lives as small business owners, we weave a very fine seam between those two lives. Sometimes that gets us into trouble. Sometimes it causes us to lose our balance and to lose our way, and it doesn't make our life as fulfilling as I think it can be. And Jim is one of the guys who helps us with that. I love his new book, because I was telling you about it before it was a book, Little Wave and Old Swell. He's here to talk to us about that today. Jim, welcome back to the show.
I love being here, Jim, and I was really having fun listening to your little philosophical statement there. Would you go on and teach us more?
No. Now, Jim, I asked the questions here.
Okay, that was good, though.
Thanks. Well, you know, I do believe that, and I meant what I said about you. I mean, you always help us with these things, because if small business owners, it's such a paradox, Jim. I think being a small business owner creates this automatic paradox, which is that on the one hand, we love working, we love what we do, we love our businesses, we want to be in our businesses, we're so proud of what we've created. And some people look at us and they say, oh, poor boy, you know, he's having to work so hard. Well, you know what? We don't feel sorry for us. We love doing what we do. But at some point in time, we have to stop and look around and say, wait a minute. I have a family. I have friends. I have health. I have a soul. I need to make sure that I don't lose sight of those things.
That's right.
And that's a paradox. It's hard for us to do that.
Well, you know, it's all in the mind. I really think it's not what we do, but what we think about what we do, and how we hold, you know, our problems, the issues we face every day. But I'm married to one of those. As you know, Barbara has her own business here, and she's passionate about it.
Right.
That's what you're talking about, the passion.
Exactly.
When you have your own boat to sail, you know.
Exactly.
And just how you think about that, how you hold the problems, how you see them. Because a lot of times there can be a little flip over in the way that we see something, and all of a sudden it comes clear to us. And that's a lot of times what you and I talk about.
Well, and what we have to do is we have to be aware that those things could happen. And when they do, be conscious of it and be prepared to accept it rather than just blowing right over it.
Sure. Well, you know, talking about the book, the Little Wave book, I always tell you that this book wrote me. I don't claim authorship of it, you know. And what I do is I keep looking at it and learning from it. And one of the things, and you know, I sometimes look at it and come across some part and I say, you know, how did that get in there? And yet it's got a lesson for me. And I know you as a writer, you probably find that with your books too.
Absolutely. No question about it. Sometimes things come out of me in spite of me. I mean, I've written two poems in my life and I didn't realize I was writing them until I was through. They just sort of came out of me, but
it may be that life is doing us rather than the way that we think. It may be that somebody's, you know, pulling the strings that we dance to, and we think we're all in control. And we've talked about that too. Is sometimes it's the balance. we talk about the balance between making things happen and letting things happen. And small business owners and your clients and people that listen to you so faithfully, I think often are sort of over on the side of thinking, you know, they're making things happen. And
yeah.
And so you and I get on the air and we talk about surrender and letting things happen and watching things come up rather than forcing them.
You know, Jim, that is such an important thing that you just said. It's so important. When small business owners can get that in their head. And again, this is a little bit of the difficulty, because we're so busy making things happen, and if we didn't make some things happen, they wouldn't happen. I mean, that's the entrepreneurial marker, is that we make things happen. But there comes a time, and this happened to me, Jim. This really did happen to me. I got to a point where I was so convinced that I had to make things happen that I wasn't letting things happen. And I got into a bind in a lot of ways. And I finally just had to literally almost basically just get prostrate on the ground and admit to myself, you know what? You can't do everything by making it happen. You need to do as much as you can, and then just sort of see what happens. Let things happen a little bit. And when I backed off on that a little bit, Jim, my life got a lot simpler, and things started working out better for me.
You know, it sounds like, Jim, that you're standing up in front of us all and you've said, "Hi, my name is Jim Blassingame, and I am a making things happen person." And we all say, "Hi, Jim." And you just told your story, because we're all in a making things happen anonymous meeting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And I admit, Jim, I'm going to be the first to admit that I don't have all the answers. I can't make everything happen that needs to happen. I've got to let some things happen. I admit that.
Jim, maybe we're ready to start a national organization called MTH Anonymous.
A 12-step program, huh?
Yeah, that's it, for how to surrender, how to balance with surrender, you know, how to get back, step back.
Well, you know, Jim, you and I both know that that's already been invented. It's through the spiritual organizations that are out there. As you know, I'm a Christian, and I know you followed Yogananda's teachings about life and about our souls over the years. In fact, that's what inspired you to write your book, Little Wave and Old Swell. And so talk to us about some of the things you learned from Yogananda. I'll tell you what, Jim, hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back after these messages. We got to take a quick break because we have to sell some things. 20 after. Jim Ballard is our guest. We come back, we're going to talk about some of those things that Jim learned. His book is called Little Wave and Old Swell, and it's available wherever books are sold.
Say what you see, bitch, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can listen to the show. You can actually take fair use possession of any of the interviews that we have, ladies and gentlemen. You can download them to your iTunes or your iPod. You can burn them onto a CD. Check it out. All we ask is that you keep it together, all the information together, and which has our attribution and all that. And also, don't forget, you can subscribe to my free newsletter at smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can check out our blog, check out our Brain Trust members, find their books and their articles and their archives. Also, we have our knowledge base, which is the world's only knowledge base specifically for small business owners. That's askjim.biz, where you can ask questions and get answers instantaneously. Jim Ballard is our guest. He's the author of the new book, Little Wave and Old Swell. Jim, tell us where the book's available, please.
Well, right now, I think there's a website called littlewave.org.
Okay.
And you can order from that. But I think online ordering, I'm not sure how much out in stores it is yet.
Right. But they can order it, though, right?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
And they can littlewave.org, they can order it from the publisher on that.
And ladies and gentlemen, you know I don't tell you to do this a lot, but listen to me on this one. Go ahead and buy two. Because if you buy one for yourself, you're going to want to give it to somebody. If you buy one to give away, you may never give it away. You're going to want to keep it. So please, just do yourself a favor and trust me on this one. Go ahead and buy two. All right, go ahead, Jim.
You were asking before the break about what I'd learned from Yogananda, but his thoughts are so much in this book because it's based on the metaphor that he used of a human life as a wave on the ocean of God. And I think what I'm learning is about oneness, because that was the point that he was making. He was saying, you know, that we think of ourselves as waves, if you use that metaphor, we think of ourselves as separate from the ocean, but waves could never be separate from the ocean. Mm-hmm. They're always a part of the ocean. So
it's all part of the same energy, isn't it?
Exactly. And, you know, there's this convergence that you and I have talked about between basically religious ideas or spiritual ideas and the new particle physics, quantum physics, that's mm-hmm. finding out that everything is one. You know, and Einstein was working on his unified field theory, you know, that more and more as they go down into smaller and smaller particles, they're finding out that everything is one. So what I'm learning as a meditator, because that's what Yogananda taught, is to use a technique that he taught to converge with the ocean, to go down. It's as if we're all waves and we're water, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you think of yourself as water that's going underwater in the ocean, because this is what I do in meditation, and then merging the water that you are, the little bit of water you are, with the whole ocean, and feeling the whole of the ocean, then you get that universal sense that I am everything. That is the epiphany that the saints and everybody talks about, you know.
So are
that's
you saying,
available
Jim,
to us.
Are you saying that maybe before you start meditating, the being tossed to and fro in life has maybe gotten you feel a little bit disconnected, but if you meditate and you sort of get submerged a little bit under the water and you allow yourself to become one with the waves, that you sort of reconnect? Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly. And you'll reconnect with other people, other
and
waves
feel that,
that
and
way,
feel so. That energy.
Yes. And you know, it's wonderful. It's like being all of it at once, you know, instead of just my little bailiwick, my little part of it mm-hmm. that I try to own and control, that if I give up on that, that's part of that surrender we were talking about, then I can feel my oneness with all the other waves. In other words, my oneness with my customers, my oneness with the people that work for me, my oneness with my family in a whole new way.
Well, and see, many of us do this already when we go to church, when we go to our civic clubs, when we meet with our friends, when we connect with other people. Many of us do that. But what you're talking about is a way to prepare yourself to be more effective and more, and maybe even more appreciative of those times.
Yes.
It sounds like to me.
Yeah, I think, you know, Master Yogananda talked always about seeing the God in other people. He says that's the beautiful relationship, when you can give to other people, because then you're giving to the God in them.
Mm-hmm.
A very basic idea to the Hindu faith of which he was a part and brought that to this country is, you know, there's God in everybody. And if we can recognize that, then we're serving him.
One of the things you talk about, and I've got about 40 seconds, Jim, is in your book, is intuition.
Yeah.
You got a 40-second message on intuition?
Sure. Intuition is the power within us to know everything already, that we can tune into and find our answers. And that's how he defined it. He said intuition is never wrong. We can be wrong in our intellectual reasoning, but if we can tune into intuition, we can get the real answers.
Mm-hmm. Things that we've already learned that we already know that we don't have to relearn. Sometimes
yeah.
we stray away from intuition, though, I think, and we believe we have to reinvent the wheel, and when it's already intuitive, it should already be laid out in front of us. We shouldn't be fighting it. Hey, Jim, littlewave.org, right?
Yeah.
The book is called Little Wave and Old Swell, and I recommend it to you, and as I say, buy two. Hey, thanks, Jim, for being here. Good job.
Thank
we'll see you next
Jim.
Time. Bye-bye. Got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be back, though, with Skip Miller right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.